Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Clean Nation. This is Mike Campion with the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I am here with the lovely Amber Swanson, owner of Royalty Cleaning Company. This young lady started her company in Hopkins, Minnesota, 2016. She specializes in residential house cleaning and just finished our first five-day challenge of how to get out of cleaning forever. And I am super excited to chat with her and give her some value. Let's start with, before we dive into your question, how'd you get into cleaning? We're recording this 2021, so you've been doing it 5 years. Give us a little bit of your story, if you don't mind.
So I've been cleaning on and off for 12 or so years. So at a young age, I was introduced to the commercial side of cleaning, and it was really cool. The lady that I went to church with kind of was like, well, we need some people. And so I helped her kind of get some job done here and there. And then every now and then, just for some side money, I was cleaning. I was always going back to cleaning, whether I'm flipping stuff, but I'm going back to cleaning. So I moved to Minnesota because I'm originally from Ohio. I moved here for love, now married, and
congratulations.
Thank you. I decided I wanted to, you know, be my own boss and pursue that and see what that looks like. And in turn, kind of grew my business in that way. And it's been a pleasure. It's been a roller coaster, a joyride, and a learning, growth learning session about everything that with business owning and cleaning and all that. This stuff is more to it than just cleaning. So it's pretty cool to see the transformation and all of that.
And honestly, that's the first lesson is people get into the cleaning business, wanting to own a cleaning business. And they think the skill of cleaning is what they need. If you want to own a cleaning job, the skill of cleaning is really important. But if you want to own a cleaning business, it's really, really not. So I'm glad that you're like getting that. Hey, this is a whole different world I'm getting into as an entrepreneur, completely different than a cleaner. And that's where we'd start from. So what's going on in your world? How can I help you with what question you have today?
So after going through the 5-day challenge, I mean, that was powerful. So thank you guys. That was great experience. But my question is to you, Mike, what if you were to start your business all over again in a 90-day time span, what are some things that you would do differently to help other people grow their business or kind of look at their business in a different perspective, I guess? That was my question.
Great question. And just to close the loop, so I don't get angry emails, and I'll see if I can have links posted in the blog or if you go to Grow My Cleaning, I think we're selling the recordings. So obviously the live challenge is over, but a lot of people want the recordings. I think you get that at growmycleaningcompany.com/out-of-cleaning. If not, send Lindsay an angry email at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Either way, she'll get you sorted. All right. So I can't remember if I've been asked this before on the pod. I know I've answered before in training and for clients. I don't think I've answered it on the podcast. So I'm really excited because a lot of our folks are just kind of in their first couple months, first couple accounts. And like, how would you do it? What would you differently? So kind of asterisk by this thing, because I always want to be one of our core values to be real. So I want to make sure I give you the whole picture. I started or bought my cleaning company in 20 some years ago. Service Master Commercial Cleaning franchise, and it was a franchise and I bought it. And it was 20 years. I can't remember. So I don't want to, if it's okay, as opposed to answering what would have I done different 25 years ago that I can't even remember in a business that was different than yours with technology, with everything being wildly different. Are you okay with me telling you if I was going to start a cleaning company now, a residential cleaning company, since that's where you're at, what would I do in the first 90 days? Would that be effective for
you? That's even better. Yeah, because technology has changed significantly.
Right. 20 years ago, it would have been a whole different kettle of fish. I wouldn't even know.
It's still evolving.
Hopefully this podcast will be good for 5 or 10 years and then I'll have to redo it. It'll be different. So,
yeah.
Great. So this is a perfect podcast for all of you out there. And by the way, I'm going to answer Amber. She's residential. So in the kind of example will be residential, but the concepts are gonna be the same for commercial guys, gals. So, all right. And by the way, she didn't, the question she had for this was, I hadn't looked at it, B, it was different. So this, I'm just considering this now. So this is kind of fun. I'm gonna I wake up, I've decided And by the way, I'm going to pretend I'm not the guy, the host of the Growing Cleaning Company podcast that has connections or influence. I'm just Bob. I got nothing. So, all right. First and foremost, I'm going to be completely honest, and then I'm going to give a less what sounds like self-serving answer. Knowing what I know now, I'd immediately find somebody like me, like that knows what they're doing, and just be like, can I give you money or hang out or work for you? What do I need to do for you to teach me everything I know? So I'd find the guy or gal that had the most successful business that was exactly like what I had, and I would find out what I had to do to get them to teach me how to do it. Ideally, I'd get mentored, right? Like if I could work for them, if they had a program, if I could... You know, I, beyond just a lot of people, I get this all the time. It drives me nuts. Oh, could I just take you out to lunch and pick your brains? Like, yeah, but what do you think you're getting an hour, right? I'd really want to find someone be like, can I run your company for free, or for, can I work for you? Like, not free forever, but for a month, something. What do I need? I'd find the guy or gal that was like living the dream that I wanted. And then I'd, whatever I needed to do to get that guy or gal to invest in me. Which sounds self-serving, because Growing Cleaning Company, that's what we do. So I'm going to assume I don't have any of that. I just know what I know. And to be fair, I've done this. I've coached it for so long, I wouldn't need that. So 20-year-old Mike, that's what I would coach him to do. 48-year-old Mike, if I was going to just be my own coach, I would start by, believe it or not, I would start by getting clear on my core values. For me, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help out. I would want to know exactly what that was for me. Two, I would... again, I know this, but assuming you guys don't, I would want to be crystal... No, that's not true. I'd be... crystal clear on my goals, right? And I would start with, not everybody starts with revenue, or I want to be in 10 different states or have 100 employees, just kind of what I call vanity metrics, right? Like, I want to be famous, which is fine. It's okay to have vanity metrics. I just won't start there, right? We'll get those as a bonus. I start with the life that I want. So how much time do I want to spend working? More importantly, how much time do I want to spend not working, right? Because if we don't start with this, a lot of times we'll end up a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, we'll be cleaning 40, 50 hours a week, working on our business 20 or 30 hours a week, not making the money that we want. And we wake up and go, this isn't anything. This isn't even close to what I got into this business for. And we feel ashamed or taken advantage of, or it's gross. So I would start with, what do I want my life to look and feel like? And then I'd work backwards. So if I wanted to work 40 or 50 hours a week, that's fine. Which 40 or 50 do I want to work, right? If I've got my kid and I want to take him to school, then I'm not going to work during that time. If whatever, I'm going to kind of, especially as a married woman, especially as a newly married woman, I'm assuming you and your husband like one another and you like to spend some time with that guy, and he probably wants to spend some time with you. So I'd make sure I carved all that out first. So I start with the end in mind. What do I want time and money to look like? And even money, I'd go, really, life. So life requires time and money, right? If you have all the money and no time, you're going to be miserable. If you have all the time and no money, that's called being in prison, right? They got all the time, but no money, no freedom.
Not trading your time for your money, or vice versa.
Yeah. Or if you do, for a short amount of time to get a goal that you want, as opposed to just till you die. So I would go, I want to live here. I want my school to go to kid, my kid to go to school here. I want my giving to look like this. I want my saving to look like that. And I'd figure out what that costs, right? Is it $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, whatever the case may be. Figuring tax. Sadly, we got to, you know, pay our Uncle Sam, you know. And then I'm going to reverse engineer how many clients I need, right? So let's just say I want to make, we'll go through some quick numbers. Let's say I want to do $10,000, seems to be a very popular number for profit. We don't have to get into the whole thing of it, but if I have a real company where I'm not cleaning, right? I know a lot of people are like, I clean, I keep more than that. I understand. But if you have a real company where you're not cleaning and it works independently of you, you're typically going to want $50,000 a month to make 10,000 profit. That's 20%. So take whatever number you want for your personal life, multiply it times five. That's going to get you the gross sales that you want to be. I'm going to divide that bad boy by my average client, right? So if I need $50,000 a month in sales, pulling out my fancy iPhone calculator here, $50,000. Gets easier, by the way, if you're commercial, because you need fewer clients because they can be larger, but we'll do residential because it's harder. Average client for residential is typically about $300. Could be a little more in expensive areas, a little cheaper in the middle of the country, but we'll just call 300. Well, crap, I need 167 clients. If you want to build that up in a year, we got to get to work, baby. let's say we want to do it in a year. So divide that bad boy by 12. That's 13.8 clients a month. add a couple because you'll lose some, right? Like 13.8 clients a year if no one ever quits, but that's not the truth. So let's just figure 15 clients a month, right? Somehow you're going to lose 1.2 clients or whatever that is per month. So I'm going to go 15 clients a month. I'm going to reverse engineer that to go, well, how many bids do I need to give to get that 15 clients, right? And I might go, I need to give 20 bids, right? Because everyone's not going to say yes. Okay, right. You get 20 bids. How many leads do I need, right? Whether they call in or email, just people to be like, hey, I want your services. I might need 40 or 50, right? And then I'm going to build a plan to get those 40 or 50 people to call me. Notice I say, get them to call me. So to start at the beginning, the easiest, quickest way is knock on doors, call people. I don't like doing that. It's not what we coach. It's not scalable. But if you want a client tomorrow, knock on 20 doors of your perfect prospect and offer to clean for free. And if they like it, they can hire you. You'll get clients pretty quick. Like, again, not scalable, not a great way to grow a company, but it's an okay way to start a company. So that's what I do. I'd figure out what the life I wanted. I'd reverse engineer that, how many clients I need to get, how many bids I need to get, how many leads I need to get. And I put together a plan to get those leads. And I'm going to do the same thing on employee side, right? If I go, well, you know, 50 grand a month, I'm going to need, you know, that's 167. What'd I say? 160 to say, we'll just do it again. 50,
160 clients.
Okay. 160 clients. So if each team can do, two a day times five, 10 a week, but they, you know, if average clients every other week, they can do 20 clients a month, give or take. So 167 divided by 20, that's 8.5 teams, which means I'm going to need probably 20 people, right? Two person per team, 16. But at that level, you're going to have two or three extras in case someone doesn't show up or whatever. So I'm going to figure I need 20 people. Well, if I take 20 people, I know I'm going to need to hire you. Divide, you know, I hate to say it, but in cleaning, I'd figure on hiring 60 or 70, right? If you need 20, because when you're just starting, you're not good at it, you're going to hire three and one's going to stick. When you get some systems and processes and you know how to do it, you're going to hire three and two are going to stick. But if you need 20 people, you ain't going to hire 20 people. You're going to need to hire, 40 or 60 or 80. So I would do that same math in terms of how many applicants, interviews, starts and stops you need. So that's the money side of it, or the kind of the math side of it. Next thing I would do is I would get crystal clear on who my customer is and what their pain is. So a lot of people are like, oh, I'm residential. So my niche or my perfect prospect's residential. It's like, well, how much money do they make? What part of town do they live in? Do they own or rent? Are they married? Are they single? Do they have kids or not kids? On the commercial side, it's a little trickier because on the commercial, car dealerships are different than hospitals, it's different than government, it's different than mortuaries, it's different than common areas for apartments, it's different from, you know, you can go on and on. And each gyms, restaurants, all that stuff. And each has its pros and cons. There's not like a right answer. For residential, kind of the easiest place to start is probably high income homeowners, high home value. Married with kids works, just because married with kids means lots, you know, time. Kids are take a lot of time and make a lot of mess, right? You add pets in, they make a lot of mess, so they're more pain. Though that's probably the easiest way to go. So I'm going to identify my niche, which on residential, and again, you can do retirees, you can do apartment dwellers. If you live in Minneapolis and there's high rises and they're high dollar high rises, you want to specialize in that. I'm not saying there aren't other niches. I'm just saying the easy button. If you're like, I don't want to do a lot of thinking, just do homeowners that are married, that have kids, 35 to 55 years in age, you know, make good money, high home value. That's a great place to start. So once I've done the math once I've kind of pictured, here's how I want my life to be, and here's how many customers I need, and here's how many employees I need, and here's the type of customer I'm going to need, and I'm going to start calling them, ask them the pain they want solved. And I'm not looking for people like, I have dirty stuff and I want clean stuff. Everyone knows how to clean. So it's like, I can clean it myself. They're going to value it low. You want moms who are like, I'd kill for some me time. Or moms that are like, my husband and I are having conflict because he expects me to clean this mess up. And I'm like, I work all day too. You clean this thing up. Or I don't have time with my kids. Or, you know, you're looking to solve a deeper problem than just, I'll give you some money to clean some stuff. Once I had all that together, and I know I make it sound easy and it's a lot, but I've done it before. And if I had 90 days, these were my goals would be in 90 days. Then I'd put together a client attraction plan to get me those, what did we decide it was? Like 60, 40 leads, something like that per month coming in.
Yeah.
You can do that by starting a podcast, offering free cleans, paid advertising, group events, lunch and learns, postcards, telemarketing. There's a lot of ways you could do that. But I create a plan to get those leads to come to me, and then say I'd have a plan to get those leads for hiring to come to me. So that's really it. Short answer is get crystal clear on your core values, so you know what kind of customers and employees you're looking to attract. Get clear on your goals and your numbers and your money, like how much do I need to earn and all that sort of stuff. And we did that kind of quick. And obviously this is what we do all day, every day with clients, but I'm trying to do the best I can in the time that we got. And then yeah. I just put together a plan to generate the leads I need for customers and the leads I need for employees, and get that party started. What questions did I miss, or what do you still in the last couple minutes we got here? What are you missing, sister?
I pretty much got it. It's basically figure out what your dream life is that you want. And then connect with the people, or connect. Well, first thing you said that you would do is connect with someone. If you had not any of the networking or any of the connects that you have now, this is what you would do, is connect with someone who is in the business model, or the, whether it's residential or commercial, that you resonate with, and just do whatever you can to build that relationship, whether it's helping them with the clean or helping them assist something that's a pain for them in their business for free for a month, just to learn and just to grow in that aspect as an apprentice, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, and let me encourage you. When I say apprentice, I'm not talking as a cleaner, like I'm talking as a business person, right? Like, teach me that. So the good news is that's what we are, right? Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. We do it one to many, right? For free. Mm-hmm. So this community, and we've got a Facebook group of like 15,000 members. So that's what we do. We're set up to help folks with that. And obviously, if you want kind of holding hands, step-by-step, walking you through it, make sure you do it. We have paid services for that. But for those that are like, I'm not ready for that, we have tons of free, like the podcast, the Facebook group. So that's what we do. And again, if you've got someone that is a different fit for you or better, God bless. But that's that mentorship and that community is really important. Trying to do this by yourself is tough and scary. And
that's where I started in the beginning. I didn't know any of the business side of it. I just thought that the first year and a half, I'll just clean because that's what I was doing as an independent contractor. And then once you start doing the taxes and kind of setting up, I did the LLC route. So I did all those different things that had different tasks and things you had to do from a business perspective that I was not ready for. So then it's changing your mindset on, okay, these are the things that I need to do. I have to wear these many hats now, and then getting educated on what those hats or those different things you have to fill, whether it's accounting or making sure you get your taxes and different things taken care of on time. And the cleaning starts to become kind of a drift. Like, do you want to clean? Do you not want to clean? And you have to ask these questions of where you visualize yourself or what kind of business you want to have. It's so important. So I resonated with some of the things that you were saying in regards to finding someone you connect with and learn from them. Even if you're just getting started, if you're just like, I don't even know how to clean, you can see and watch different people clean. I get that. But like, if you want to do it from a business perspective, you have to really get the numbers and get those different things down. And even in the 5-day challenge, you talked a lot about mindset, which is important. And yes, some people don't look at it as an important thing, but what I've realized in different groups and different things that I've grabbed my information from as I continue to grow my business, is that some people allow the mindset to really take them back and kind of keep them stagnant on, instead of growing and reading books and connecting and networking with different people in the industry, we focus too much on what you don't have or what you wish you would have had instead of taking action, period, point blank.
Amber is coming for my job. That was all excellent coaching. All right. So Cleaning Nation, if that's you and you're like, man, I love all this, but I just need more help, growmycleaningcompany.com. We've done over 600 podcasts. There's a masterclass you can sign up for. It's totally free. It's like 50 minutes. Definitely join the Facebook group, because that community can really help. It can be really lonely out there. But go to growmycleaningcompany.com for all the resources that we offer. And again, if we're not your cup of tea, find a community, find a mentor, find someone that'll help you walk you through this, because it's lonely, it's scary. You're going to make plenty of mistakes on your own. Get with someone that you can trust to help you make smarter, better mistakes and get there faster. Go to Grow My Cleaning Company right now. I'll see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.